The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The former US President Donald Trump is due to appear in court today to face criminal charges. The charges are linked to a payment made to buy the silence of an adult film actress just before the 2016 election. Mr. Trump arrived in New York last night and has been consulting lawyers at his Manhattan residence at Trump Tower. He's due to surrender at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office later. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
The payment of hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels is not an offence of any kind. What may be an offence is the way the payment was recorded in Mr. Trump's business accounts. The Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, is alleging the concealment of information in the accounts was intended to help Mr. Trump's election prospects in 2016 and is therefore a criminal offence under New York's campaign finance laws. The former president flew from his home in Florida to New York yesterday and is overnighting at his apartment in the Trump Tower near Central Park. He will then drive in a motorcade to the south end of Manhattan to turn himself in at the DA's office, prior to a brief court appearance in the afternoon for formal charging. His lawyers have argued against allowing cameras in the courtroom. Mr. Trump is likely to be released on bail and plans to fly back to Florida, where he'll hold a news conference. Security is the big concern in the city, where up to 36,000 police officers may be deployed to deal with any possible disturbances. Sean Whelan, RTE News, New York.
Finland will today formally join NATO, ending decades of military non-alignment. The move has been prompted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Finnish president, Sauli Niinistö, will attend a flag-raising ceremony at NATO headquarters in Brussels, as the Nordic country becomes the 31st member of the alliance. Sweden is also expected to become a NATO member once objections raised by Turkey and Hungary have been resolved. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
During the Second World War, an outgunned and outmanned Finland defeated an invading Soviet army, the event known as the Winter War. But later Moscow was able to coerce Finland into a Cold War neutrality, which formally ends today. Vladimir Putin's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine has radically changed decades of policy and public opinion in Helsinki. As a result, Russia's border with NATO will, by lunchtime today, have doubled. Finland's border is 1,300 kilometres long. Any attack on Finland will come under NATO's mutual defence guarantee. Already, NATO surveillance flights have been taking place in Finnish airspace. And in March, Finland, Sweden, Denmark and Norway signed a letter of intent to form a combined air defence system to counter the rising Russian threat. Sweden was meant to have joined the alliance at the same time. However, Turkey has held up the application over claims denied by Sweden that it harbours wanted Kurdish terrorists. However, Ankara is expected to lift its objections in due course. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
At least one person has been killed and about 30 people have been injured, some seriously, after a passenger train derailed in the Netherlands. The collision took place overnight, around 15 kilometres north of The Hague. Authorities say the train, carrying around 50 passengers, was derailed near the village of Voorschoten after it hit a crane. British billionaire Richard Branson's rocket company Virgin Orbit has filed for bankruptcy in the United States after failing to secure new investment. The California-based company announced last week that it would cut 85% of its 750-strong workforce. Earlier this year, a Virgin Orbit rocket failed to complete its first-ever satellite launch from UK soil. The former British Conservative Chancellor Nigel Lawson has died at the age of 91. He held several cabinet posts under Margaret Thatcher in the 1980s. He is survived by six children, including the food writer and celebrity cook Nigella Lawson. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For energy-efficient, sustainable home heating, choose Grant's A++ rated air-to-water heat pump. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Early morning rain and drizzle will mostly die out and it will become mainly dry. Early this afternoon, rain in the west will gradually spread eastwards across the country. The east and southeast will stay dry until after dark. Highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees with moderate to fresh southerly breezes.